The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. May Day. That's the title of a sestina sent in to me by poet Vonnie Thompson, who writes, I'm not much for forms. I played around with them in college a bit, only because I was required to, but I've found them too restrictive for my stream of consciousness writing style. As I'm moving into a new phase in my writing life, however, I'm finding myself more drawn to the structure and challenge of forms. The more I learn about them, the more I learn where to apply them. I find that sestinas are particularly good for telling a story or describing some sort of short scene, as in May Day. I have often observed May Day, or Beltane, by dancing in the dawn, greeting the sun with music and bells and fun. It's an old tradition that I became familiar with when I was participating in Renaissance Fair and hanging out with a bunch of crazy Morris and English country dancers. Though I don't live close to any of my old dancing friends, I still love to greet the dawn on May Day. Those are the words of the poet Vonnie Thompson writing about her poem, May Day. Here is the poem, May Day, by Vonnie Thompson. Such a lady in your skirt, dip and stomp and jump and swirl, budding just short of flower, the glow in your cheeks invokes the warm hint of dawn, and the patterns repeat as you dance to raise the sun. Night sky is teased by the promise of sun, as bells sing a chorus from beneath your skirt at every turn, a song the pipes repeat. Orange and pink merge and swirl, petals of sunlight unfold over the horizon, warm first bloom of a dawn flower. This is a dance for the young, flowers and dancers, each dewy face raised to the sun, twined together in ancient patterns, warmed by May's first dawn, like a sweet virgin kiss skirting a cheek, setting young hearts aswirl and souls longing for repeat. Kerchiefs flying faster still, this first love repeats with every pass, dancers joyfully flinging flowers, bagpipes skirling, hands and feet and bodies swirling, an invitation to the young rising sun. Join the dance, bursting rays skirting the horizon, turning cool night blue skies warm. The dancers in the dawn, an invocation of warmth. Crescendo tops crescendo, repeating this ancient May Day call, rays winding round skirts to pounding rhythms, shouts, flowers now dry of dew, launched high into building sunshine, until dancers and sun and dance blur and swirl. And with a last triumphant shout, these swirling ancient patterns ebb and stop. Warm bodies glorious in the bursting rays of the sun, sure in the promise summers repeat. Each dancer offers a final flower to the sun, bowed low over stilled skirts. You give your skirt a final swirl. Flowers gone, cheeks warm, and repeat in a whisper your prayer to the sun. That was a poem called May Day by Vonnie Thompson. And that's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.